You're listening to SBS News.
Afghan Bharat Ali Batur says he feels blessed to have been settled in Australia under an international refugee program.
A lot of my friends who were on the same boat with me, they were not as lucky.
He says they ended up on temporary protection visas for almost 10 years, deprived of access to basic support.
And it has been a very long and tough journey for many of these people, and no wonder that many of my community members and refugees from my community only in the last couple of years, like, they have taken their lives.
More than 40 councils from all states have combined to issue a call for help for an estimated 100,000 asylum seekers waiting to have their claims heard. The campaign is led by Rhonda Garrard, a councillor for the city of Greater Dandenong in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs.
In that time, they have absolutely no support. So these people are literally destitute. They have no financial support any longer. It's a decade of your life you don't get back. It's an enormous amount of time. And there's no end in sight. So, you know, there is no timeline being given of when these people will have their paperwork processed. So it's just an extension of this living in limbo. And that's enormously stressful.
Launching the Back Your Neighbour campaign, Councillor Garrard wants to push the issue into the spotlight in the lead up to this year's federal election.
The local councils which are closest to the community understand how big this problem is and understand how profound this problem is on the mental health of these people who deserve to be supported.
While councils seek more support for asylum seekers in limbo, the Victorian government has expanded programs offering subsidised skills training for refugee job seekers. Aziz Aziz fled the persecution of the Rohingya ethnic minority in Myanmar 9 years ago. He spent 6 months completing a carer's course and now works in a suburban Melbourne nursing home.
This is a very great program, yeah. If you not have work, so very difficult to survive in here, you know. Now I got a job, so I can manage everything.
Training and placement for refugees and asylum seekers are organised through migrant settlement organisation AIMS Australia. Chief Executive Kath Scarth says while many may have extensive work experience from their homelands, it's not always easy to match that experience with employment here.
We really try and target those clients into courses where we know people are going to have a good chance of a job.
It all instills invaluable confidence on the pathway to resettlement in a new country. Gareth Borum, SBS News.